from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting from Washington. New sanctions, this time on Venezuela's president. Within the past hour, U.S. President Donald Trump slapped financial sanctions on the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro after Sunday's election gave the South American country's ruling party almost unlimited powers. Here's Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin a short while ago.
As a result of today's sanctions, all assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
There could be more sanctions to follow that could target other senior Venezuelan officials, and the U.S. also has its eye on the country's oil sector. Earlier, the European Union condemned the excessive use of military force during the election. U.S. President Donald Trump abruptly firing Anthony Scaramucci as his communications director just over a week after the New York financier started work in the key White House post. VOA's Martin Seacrest explains.
Trump ousted the 53-year-old Scaramucci at the request of new White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The White House officially announced that Scaramucci was leaving in order to give Kelly a clean slate to run day-to-day operations of the White House staff.
Scaramucci's firing coming just hours after Kelly assumed his new post. Trump praising the retired Marine Corps general's record during 6 months running the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, John Kelly, where he pushed for tough enforcement of laws against illegal immigration into the U.S. Inflation in the 19-nation eurozone was at an annual rate of 1.3% in July, a below-target figure that's likely to make the European Central Bank cautious about phasing out its stimulus programs too soon. It'd rather it be 2%. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755 personnel, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia for its meddling in the U.S. elections. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov weighing in on the sanctions and defended the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak, who allegedly had several controversial conversations with people close to candidate Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign.
He was not spying and he was not recruiting. If he did so, I would be now a prima ballerina of the Bolshoi Ballet, if you know what it means.
And Russia is accused of interfering in the last presidential election in order to help Donald Trump win the U.S. presidency. Well, it's been a busy day for the president, as we said. He's had his new chief of staff. He then had his White House communications director removed. And also the president today presenting the U.S. military's most prestigious honor to former Army medic Jim Doc McLuhan for his heroic actions during the Battle of Nui Nhon Hill in May of 1969. Now, the 71-year-old Vietnam War vet was the first to be awarded the Medal of Honor by President Donald Trump, and he is credited with saving 10 soldiers over the three-day battle.
We pay tribute to a veteran who went above and beyond the call of duty to protect our comrades, our country, and our freedom.
McLuhan was wounded multiple times but refused to leave his battle brothers to get medical treatment. Vanessa O'Brien has become the first American woman to summit K2. That is the world's second-highest mountain at 8,611 meters. The 52-year-old former banker from New York led a 12-member team of international climbers and planted the U.S. flag on top of K2 on July 28th. The mountain is located at Pakistan's border with China and considered one of the world's most dangerous peaks for climbers. The first male American team conquered the Savage Mountain 39 years ago. Now, this was O'Brien's third attempt at K2 after having been unsuccessful in 2015 because of unusually harsh weather conditions, and in 2016 when an avalanche swooped in and buried all the expedition equipment stashed at Camp 3, which is its high-altitude operational base. With only a few days until Rwanda's presidential election, candidates are focusing on the economy as they make their final pitches to voters. President Paul Kagame, predicting by most analysts to win big in Friday's poll. He campaigned in Rwanda's northern province on Monday. While there, he promised residents that the dusty roads in their district would be improved as soon as he's reelected. I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.